Today we have a very interesting story. I want you to listen very closely. You remember the story of Big Igor?
Yeah.
Well, forget about it. We're not telling that story. This is a story about Big Elmer. Okay, Big Elmer is a farmer way out on a farm country. And Big Elmer is a very rich man because he has a lot of animals, and he has a lot of fields, and he has lakes with fishies in it. And Big Elmer is a very good farmer. He's not exactly so smart, but you don't have to be so smart in those days to be such a good farmer. Maybe these days, maybe you have to be a little bit smarter to be a good farmer. But he was smart in farmer things. Other things exactly he wasn't so smart, as we're going to see in this story. Anyway, Big Elmer was always on the farm. Once in a while, every few years, Big Elmer would take a trip away from the farm and he'd go to the big city. But usually, Big Elmer was on the farm taking care of the cows, taking care of the horses, and taking care of the sheep, and the corn, and the wheat, and all the stuff that's from the farm. And the eggs and the chickens and the eggs. And now one day Big Elmer says, gotta get ready to go to the big city, haven't been to the big city for a few years. And he tells his friends, I'm gonna pack up my wagon, take my best horse, and go off to the big city. It's gonna take a few days to get to the big city. Going to take a few days. All of a sudden, one of his friends said, Big Elmer, haven't you heard? You can get to the big city in an hour, not in a few days. Big Elmer says, what? It takes a few days to get to the big city. Have to go over the hill, have to go down the long road, have to go over the river, have to go through the forest. It takes a few days to get to the big city. What are you telling me it takes an hour? They said, Big Elmer, you haven't been to the big city for a few years. Don't you know what's in the world nowadays? It's a new thing. It's called a train. Big Elmer says, what's that? What's a train? I never heard of that. What's a train? What is that? Big Elmer, you haven't heard of a train? It's a thing that goes so fast, it takes you to the big city in 1 hour instead of a few days. Big Elmer said, never saw such a thing, never heard of it. How does it go? What do? Big Elmer, this is what you do. You go to the office, there's a little building, we'll tell you where it is, and over there you buy a ticket. You have to get a ticket to go on the train. Big Elmer says, you mean you go on the train? How do you go on the train? Oh, you'll see. First you need a ticket. Oh yeah, how do you get a ticket? Well, you've got to take money. I got plenty of that. Big Elmer had plenty of money. Take money, go to the office, we'll tell you how to get there, and tell them that you want a ticket for the train that goes to the big city. Big Elmer says, oh, let me see if I got it right. Got to take money, I have to go to the building, have to ask him for a ticket, and the ticket goes on the train. No, Elmer, you go on the train. So what are you telling me, a ticket? No, you need a ticket, and that ticket you'll give to the people on the train that you should go on the train. Right? You want to go to the big city, right? Yeah, okay. Big Elmer takes money. He finds the office, and he says, give me a ticket for the train. Well, they told Elmer, Big Elmer, they say, listen, for the train, there are three kinds of tickets. What? Three kinds of tickets? Yes. These are the three kinds of tickets, and they cost different money. The third kind, we're going to start with the third kind. That's the cheap ticket, and on that ticket, you're not even sure if you really get a place on the train, because it might be crowded. And if you do get a place, you probably have to stand. And you're very squishy together with a lot of other people. That's the third class ticket.
It's called the third class ticket.
Then there's a better ticket. It's called second class ticket. That kind of ticket, you maybe have to stand, but if you're lucky, you'll get a place to sit. But if you're sitting, it'll probably be pretty squishy, because a lot of other people are also sitting. But you have a chance to get a seat. Then there's the best kind of ticket. It's a first class ticket. A first class ticket, you get a nice seat, there's plenty of room, and there's nobody standing over there because everybody has enough room, and it's comfortable, and you even have a window, if you're lucky, and if not, you can see close to a window, and that's the best kind of ticket. Big Omer says, well, you give me a first class ticket because I got plenty of money. And Big Elmer bought a first class ticket. The best kind. Okay, give us the money. Okay, here's the money. Here's the ticket. Okay, what do I do with this ticket? Well, you go on the train. Oh, what's a train? What do you mean, what's a train? Didn't you buy a ticket for the train? Yeah, but I never saw no train. What is it? Well, the train is going to come. When it comes, you'll see the train. You'll know what it is. It's not here yet. It comes at 12 o'clock. And you get on the train. I get on the train? Yeah, you get on the train. Comes at 12 o'clock? Well, now it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, yeah, you got to keep that ticket until 12 o'clock. Then I get on the train. Yeah, okay. That means I got to keep this ticket. I hope I don't lose it. It's a little ticket, little thing. Gets me on the train. Well, I don't know what a train is exactly, but I guess at 12 o'clock I'm going to find out what's a train. I don't know how this ticket's going to get me on the train, but I guess I'll figure everything out. Hope I don't lose it. It's a little thing. Might fall out of my pocket. Well, what am I going to do? Well, Big Elmer is going to figure out a way not to lose the ticket. This is what Big Elmer did. Want to hear what Big Elmer did? He found a piece of paper on the floor. He put the ticket in the piece of paper and he folded it. So now it's a little bit bigger. Well, I got pretty big pockets. I might put this paper in my pocket. It's going to fall out. Well, he found some more paper. And he found some string. And he started making like a big ball of papers, one paper after another paper, folding it. He took string and he wound it around. Then he found another piece of string and he tied it around his waist like a belt. And the big thing of string with paper he put over his stomach. And he tied it around himself a few times. And it was on his stomach like a belt. He says, if I keep this ticket wrapped around me on my stomach, it's not going to fall off because I used a lot of string. And that way I'm not going to lose it. And that way, at 12 o'clock, I'm going to go on the train. Well, Big Elmer was proud of himself for figuring out all of that just by himself, with paper, with string, with a ticket. Okay. Kinnaloch, the few hours go by, Big Elmer is standing there, just standing there waiting for the train to come that he doesn't even know what it is. He stands there for about 5 hours, just looking. Can you imagine a person just like standing in one place for 5 hours looking for what he doesn't even know what it is? All of a sudden, a few minutes before 12, this big gigantic thing starts chugging along. Ooh, that must be a train. That's a big thing there. Yep, that must be the train. I mean, what else is it? And he goes over to somebody. Hey, what's that thing over there? That's a train. Yep, I was right. That's a train. Well. Now, Kinnaloch, the problem was, now, there has to be a problem. I mean, how is this going to be a story? This is a problem. Big Elmer was standing on one side of the tracks, And all the people getting ready to go on the train were standing on the other side. But by the time the train pulled up, Big Elmer didn't see all those people that were going over there with their luggage. And the guy, he asked, "What's that?" Well, he was gone too. So Big Elmer is standing by himself on one side of the tracks. And on the other side of the tracks were all the people getting their suitcases and their boxes and all this stuff together to get on the train. The problem was that on Elmer's side of the tracks, there were no doors to get on the train. Where were the doors? On the other side. Well, the people are getting on the train on the other side. Big Elmer doesn't see how they get on the train. He's on the side that there's no doors, and he looks at that train and he says, "How am I going to get on that thing? I don't know how to get on that thing. I mean, what do you do?" Now, if he was on the other side of the tracks, he would see people going through doors, getting on the train, getting a seat. And Big Elmer is standing and he's looking at that big train. Big Elmer looking at the big train and he's saying, "I wonder what happens now. I don't know what goes on here. What's going on with this train? That must be the train. But what goes on?" All of a sudden, there's some kind of like a man in a blue uniform, and he opens now a door on the bottom of the train on Elmer's side. "Hey, look up there. It's a door. It's open in there. That must be the door." Now, the problem was over here, that was a door just for the baggage, for the suitcases. Because the suitcases, they didn't put together with the people. There should be only room for the people and their seats to have, you know, seats or to stand. But the baggage goes on the bottom of the train, under the train. And the man in the blue uniform was now loading the baggage under the train. But all of a sudden, Elmer sees a man was hiding behind a tree. Now this man was dressed in shmatis. It was all torn. And he had this little bag on a stick behind his back. And he's looking around. When the blue man in the uniform went to get more baggage, more luggage, this man ran across from the tree and he jumped into the place where the baggage was to get a place. Now, you know, this man was just a bum. He was just some kind of like a homeless person who couldn't afford to get on the train to buy a ticket. And he was sneaking on. He was sneaking on to get on the train. And he couldn't sneak on the regular part of the train. He snuck on with the baggage. Now, Big Elmer didn't know. He thought, "Oh, this must be the way to get on the train. Just like that man, he gets on the train and he goes over there. That must be how you get on the train." He didn't know any better. Well, the man with the blue came with more baggage and he went to get some more suitcases on the other side, and then all of a sudden another person came out, another bum. He sneaks on the train and jumps in with the baggage. And from here and there, a few people were hiding, and they try to sneak on the train, and they jump in the baggage compartment. And the owner says, "I better get on there before it gets full. I wouldn't have no place if I don't get on now." Well, the owner, what does he do? He runs over there also, and he jumps into the baggage with the bums and the suitcases. Now, it was very squishy, because there's a few bums and suitcases all together there, and the owner was very big, and he's trying to squish in to get a place over here. And he's trying to squish in to get enough of Big Elmer on the train that he should have place to fit in there. And he's so squishy. And he's turning this way and he's turning that way. He's between two big suitcases and there's a big suitcase on his head. And he's kind of turning upside down. And he can't get his feet all the way in and he can't get his 2 feet in. Finally, he pushes his way in, but he had no place for his feet, so he says, "I'm going to stick my feet straight up, because there's no place for my feet." Well, Big Elmer now, he sticks his feet straight up, and he's a big guy, very strong. All of a sudden, Big Elmer's feet are pressing against the floor of the train. and he still doesn't have enough room. So he pushes his feet as hard as he can until all of a sudden he cracks the floor, and his feet now go through the cracks, and his 2 feet with his shoes are sticking up. And Big Elmer says, "Yep, I got my feet on the train." Now, he didn't know that his feet are actually showing through the floor on the other side of the train where the people are. All of a sudden, the people that see it, they see 2 feet sticking straight up in the train. Through the floor. And Big Elmer doesn't know this. Well, all of a sudden, the whistle blows. Beep. Now, that's a sign that the train is ready to go. But first, the conductor has to go and collect the tickets to make sure everybody's got the right ticket before the train goes anywhere. If you got a third class ticket, he'll take that ticket and make sure you got the right place. Now let's say a person has a second class ticket, they'll take his ticket. If a third class ticket try to sneak in the second class, the conductor won't let the train go yet. They're going to say, "You got a third class ticket, you have to go back where the third class is, because this is for the second class." Then, of course, he goes to the first class tickets where everybody's sitting down. Let's say somebody has a wrong ticket and they try to sneak into the part where you get a seat, and really he doesn't have such a good ticket, the conductor will make him go where he belongs. So now, and of course, if you don't have a ticket at all, what do you think the conductor is going to do? What do you think the conductor will do if you're on a train without a ticket? What do you think is going to happen? Anybody could figure that out?
Take him off.
He will take him off. He will escort him off the train, and he will say goodbye. Because you need a ticket to get on the train. Okay? The conductor comes in. All right, everybody have your ticket ready. And he starts collecting the tickets and checking the tickets. All of a sudden, as the conductor is going down the aisle, he looks down on the floor and he sees 2 feet sticking up. "Hey, what's these 2 feet sticking up?" "Oh, must be one of them bums. One of those hobos is down in the compartment with the baggage sneaking on. Oh, and his feet are sticking up through the floor. Well, well. I'm not going to bother myself to go down and get him. I'm going to pull him right up." And he gets another conductor, the two big guys, and they start yanking on Big Elmer's feet. And they're pulling and pulling, and all of a sudden they pull Big Elmer through the floor. And all of a sudden now, Big Elmer is standing there and everybody's looking at him. And the conductors are screaming, "You bum! You sneak on the train for free! And your feet are going through the floor, and now we're going to throw you off the train. Now get off of this train, because you don't have a ticket, so you have to get off." And Big Elmer says, "I got me a ticket." And the two conductors are saying, "What do you mean you got a ticket? You can't have a ticket if you're down in the baggage. You're sneaking on like all the bums sneak on and the hobos." And Big Elmer says, "No, you got me wrong. I got a ticket." And the conductors say, "What do you mean you got a ticket? How could that be?" "I'll show you." And now Big Elmer takes off his shirt, of course, and everybody's laughing. I mean, what's he doing? He's supposed to get his ticket out, and he's taking off his shirt. "Well, why are you taking off your shirt? I'm getting my ticket." And all of a sudden, they see this big package on Big Elmer's stomach with strings. And he starts undoing the strings, undoing the papers, and then he unfolds one paper and he unfolds another paper, and all of a sudden he shows the conductor a ticket. And the conductor looks at the ticket. He says, "Wait a minute, this is a first class ticket for this train. But how could it be? I mean, if you have a first class ticket, what are you doing down in the baggage sneaking on with the bums and the hobos? You could be sitting in the best part of the train in the most comfortable seat with a view, with plenty of room, comfortable and nice. That's the ticket you have. You don't have to sneak on the train with the bums." And Bill Elmer said, "I didn't exactly know, you know, how it goes and what to do." And of course, Kinnaluch, they take Big Elmer into the first class, and he goes first class. Now, everybody's wondering as they're eating their noodles and their tomatoes, why is Riley Burstyn telling such a story about Big Elmer? I mean, what's going on over here? Now, do you think this is just a Big Elmer story, or this is a muscle, this is a story that'll teach us something? Okay, this is a story that's going to teach us something about Mashiach, and about what the Rebbe said about getting ready for Mashiach. Mekinalach, by Yidden, a story is not just entertainment to have fun, or to waste time, or to feel good. Of course, it could be very interesting, and it could be very funny, and it could also be entertaining, but there's always something to learn about Avodas Hashem, something to learn about coming close to Hashem in this story. It's not just a thing by itself. Like everything in the world, it's a way to come closer to Hashem. What do we learn from Big Elmer's story? Who is Big Elmer? We are Big Elmer. Now you'll see how each one of us is kind of like a Big Elmer. Because on the one hand, we're very rich. Big Elmer was very rich. We, Kinalach, are very rich with Torah and mitzvahs. Each one of us is like a millionaire with Torah and mitzvahs. Now, what do we get with the Torah and mitzvahs? Each one of us gets a ticket for the train. Now, the train, Kinalach, in the story is the coming of Mashiach. Now, just like Elmer did not know what a train is, all he knows, it's something that's going to come to take him away. And he's going to go to a faraway place. Also, we know, Kinalach, the Geula is coming. Mashiach will take us out of Golus, and we're going to go to Eretz Israel out of this Golus. But we do not know how that's going to be. Just like Big Elmer, he didn't know exactly the way a train is going to be. We don't know. We do not know what the Geula will be like or how it's going to be. So we're kind of like Big Elmer, knowing the train is coming, but not knowing exactly what it's like. But with his riches and money, Big Elmer had not only a ticket for the train. What kind of a ticket did Big Elmer have for the train? You know what kind of a ticket? Do you remember?
First class ticket.
A first class ticket. The best kind. Now, which means each one of us has a first class ticket for Mashiach. The best kind and the best way. Mekinalach, all we have to do is know how to use it. Big Elmer did not know, even though he's got a first class ticket. I mean, what does that mean? He ended up in the baggage compartment with the bums and the hobos. He was going in such a way that he would go on the train. But what a way to go on a train. That's not the way to go on a train if you have a first class ticket. You can go in the best way on the train. The same thing us, Kinalach. We have a first class ticket ready to go with Mashiach and the Geula and go to Eretz Israel. But exactly how to use that ticket and exactly what that means, how do we find out? One good way is we have to be ready. Not only we have to know Mashiach is coming, we have to do everything possible to get ready. What if Big Elmer would have been ready for that train? What if he would have found out what a train is and how you get on the train and where you sit? He wouldn't have had a problem. He would have gone on the train first class right away, and he wouldn't have had to go through the embarrassment of being pulled up to the floor upside down in front of all the people and unwrapping, taking off his shirt and unwrapping strings and papers. And in the end, he ended up first class. He could have gone right away first class because he would have known, he could have found out a little bit more what a train is and whatever he could do to get on the train, and what do you do, what is a train, and how do you get on, and what is a ticket, and what does the ticket do for you, and all this kind of thing. So one thing we learn from the story, we know Mashiach is coming, even though we don't know exactly how that's going to be. There's a lot we can learn about it, there's a lot we can find out, to be ready as we can possibly be, and then we're going to go first class in the best possible way. In the morning, Shmuley's mother calls him. Shmuley, come here. I have good news. Yes, mommy. Shmuley, tonight is going to be a special chasaneh. A chasaneh? What's that? You mean Shmuley? Oh, right, I forgot. You never went to a chasaneh, did you? No, mommy. I never went to a chasaneh. But I heard it's a fun thing. Yes, yeah, Shmuley. It's such a beautiful, fun thing. I think that you're old enough that you should go to the chasaneh tonight. Would you like to go? Oh, mommy, yeah, I'd like to go to the chasaneh. I don't exactly know what it is, a chasaneh, but I'd like to go because I heard it's a good thing, it's a fun thing. All right, Shmuley, I'll tell you what. Now, Shmuley, your Tati and I have to go early to the chasaneh, so you can go with your brother Chaim. Now, just remember, Shmuley, you have to get ready and be very nice for the chasaneh. And I want you to wear your best suit and your nice Shabbos clothes and be clean and take a shower or a bath. And you come to the chasaneh with your brother Chaim and you'll be all ready for the chasaneh. And we'll see you there. Please try to come by 6 o'clock. And Shmuley says, okay, mommy. Will I see you when I come back from yeshiva? No, Shmuley, your Tati and I have to go early. But remember, you and Chaim will come together. We have a babysitter. And you and Chaim will come together to the chasaneh and make sure that you're ready. Okay, goodbye, mommy. And then Shmuley goes to yeshiva. That day at recess in yeshiva, oh boy, did Shmuley have a good time. He was running around and jumping and rolling, and he was sliding, and he was swinging, and he was biking, and he was scootering, and he was eating all kinds of sticky, gooey nosh, and he got a few lollies and chocolates. And after yeshiva, he was running around a little bit in the yard. And he was all full of all kinds of interesting things all over his clothes, like food, and like grass, and like grease from the wheels, and all kinds of other stuff that he got during the day. And he was all schmutzig from playing the whole day. And then he thinks to himself, oh, tonight's the chasaneh. Mommy told me I should get ready and be there with Chaim and come on time. Oh, I have to take a bath or a shower. I don't like to take a bath or a shower. I have to put on my suit, my Shabbos clothes. I mean, I like my Shabbos clothes, but I don't want to change my clothes. I like these clothes that I'm wearing. I like this shirt and these pants. That's all dirty, but I like these pants and this shirt. I don't want to bother myself taking a bath and changing my clothes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go to the chasaneh just like this. What difference does it make? I mean, I'll go to the chasaneh like this. I don't exactly know what's a chasaneh, but I'll go like this. Yeah, I'll go like this. I don't want to take a bath or a shower and change my clothes. I'll go like this. What difference does it make? I'll have a good time. Kinalach, Chaim. time, says to Shmuley, Shmuley, are you ready yet? Let's go. It's time to go. And all of a sudden, Shmuley comes out. Chaim says, Shmuley, look at you. You didn't get ready for the chasana. You're a mess. I'm not going to get ready. I'm going to go like this. What difference does it make anyway? Now remember, Shmuley never went to a chasana ever. He doesn't even know what it is. But he was just too lazy to change his clothes or take a shower to get ready to do anything. And he just wants to go like that. Now, of course, Mommy would never let him go like that, but she wasn't home, either with Tati. And Chaim says to Shmuley, you're going to get in big trouble if you go like that. What happens when Mommy and Tati see you? Oh, well, you know. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go like this. That's it. Well, Kenalach, it was time to go. And now they go to the chasaneh.